Brian and Tricia, and a favorite food of children and probably lots of adults, including me and you, hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yes, and the many ways that you can eat them. Today is Frankenbeans Day also.
Now, how much of that did you eat as a kid? I like hot dogs and beans, Franks and beans.
I don't have anything against it. I just haven't had it in a long time. I ate it regularly when I was little, and I loved it.
But did your mom do like my mom and a lot of other moms? And part of it was because we were on a budget.
Yes.
You know, we didn't have a lot of money when I was a kid. But hot dogs tasted so good in so many things, like hot dogs with macaroni. We didn't do it, but hot dogs with spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of a lot of people doing that. Did your mom do stuff like that?
We have what we call hot dog gravy.
Explain.
Okay, so this is from my mom's childhood. My mom was in a family of 12.
Okay.
You know, with mom and dad.
Got to stretch that food dollar.
Yes. So they would have mashed potatoes, and then you'd fry up, you'd cut up the hot dog, and then you'd fry it up, and so it's in bite-sized pieces.
Uh-huh.
And then you make a roux, the gravy, to go with it, and you put mustard in it.
Now, this basically sounds kind of like bangers and mash.
Okay.
Which is an Irish dish. It's basically very inexpensive sausages with potatoes and gravy.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I mean, and I love it.
This is your mom's family's version of that, I say.
Yes.
It sounds like.
Well, and the girls loved it when they were little. I haven't made it in a long time, actually, but I remember Mackenzie, when she was little, she drew a picture of it because it was her favorite meal, hot dogs and gravy. And so I need to make it again. But yeah, hot dogs, you can put hot dogs in a lot of things.
Do you remember that time we had Fancy Cheese Day here at work and it was all kinds of food and all kinds everything had cheese in it or on it? We should do Fancy Hot Dog Day.
We should.
Just like everybody has to bring a dish with hot dogs in the recipe.
That's a great idea.
Somebody here probably used to make a casserole with hot dogs in it.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure that, you know, like some sort of hot dog lasagna or something.
Oh.
Instead
but, you know, it's
beef.
Probably good.
Probably would be. You can't mess up a hot dog.
Well, you could because some hot dogs are better than others.
Well, this is true.
I've learned that as I've gotten older.
I didn't know that as a child.
I didn't either.
I thought all hot dogs were created equal.
Yes.
Not true.
That's not true. But when you're a kid, you don't know the difference.
Yeah, I'm bougie. I buy the real expensive hot dogs now.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. There's certain brands that are way better.
Yeah.
I don't skimp on toilet paper, canned biscuits, or hot dogs. There's other stuff, though, sure. I'll drink generic soda all day long.
No generic hot dogs.
Nope. No. Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. I don't know how we turned this into the hot dog show this morning.
I don't know either, because that's not the way we had intended for
when
it to
I
go.
When I got up at 5 o'clock, the words hot dog didn't even enter my brain, and then somehow now this entire show has turned into hot dogs.
Well, it's because it's Franks and Beans Day, and so that made us think about, oh, we used to eat those when we were kids, and then we thought, well, what else do you put hot dogs in? Like, what kind of unique dishes do you make with hot dogs? And then it's just become a hot dog show.
Yeah. It's Brian and Trisha's little special hot dog show.
It's okay. It's like our little food truck station.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
Hi. About the hot dog, I grew up in Puerto Rico, and I used to slice them and put them in scrambled eggs.
Oh, you know, I've never had those, but I hear that's pretty delicious.
Yep, and we also would cook them, like slice them in the middle, kind of fry them, and made a sandwich with them. I don't know if that's a Hispanic thing. But it was so good, and it's still so good.
Hot dog sandwich. Wow. I may have to try that.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Hey, Brian and Tricia, good morning.
So this whole hot dog thing?
Yes.
My husband wants a Chicago dog for his birthday.
Oh,
so,
you can make them at home.
Well, we have booked a flight out of Louisville on a Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to get to Chicago at 9:30 to spend the night at the luxury hotel, the Gwen, because this is Gwen Hodges. We're going to get him a Chicago hot dog, and we're flying back on Sunday evening.
You're literally flying to Chicago just to eat hot dogs and then come back.
And he wants Chicago pizza, too. So, yes.
Well, that's actually...
We are flying Saturday morning to Chicago to get Chicago pizza, a Chicago hot dog, and we're coming back Sunday evening.
You know, I think I'm at the point in my life where I would go on a vacation just because I wanted to eat something authentic. I really do.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
Well, have fun. Be safe.
We will.
Brian and Tricia, we are Quick C98.3. So the hot dog show, as we've been calling it this morning, not at all what we intended, but you know, that's okay.
But it sure does make me want some hot dogs now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm beginning to think there will be hot dogs on my menu at some point in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go buy some because I don't have any hot dogs.
Addison is at soccer camp, but she'll be back in 5 or 6 hours. I'm going to kind of acquiesce to whatever she thinks she wants to eat because she's been playing, I don't know how many games a day plus training since Saturday.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pretty sure that we're going to cook what she wants.
I bet she wants some mac and cheese.
She loves mac and cheese. That girl,
you can put some hot dogs in it.
She's going to turn into mac and cheese. One of her favorite dinners is a hot dog with mac and cheese and then some beans. She doesn't want them all together.
That's good. That's a good meal.
It's a good little meal right there. Lots of feedback, lots of phone calls. It is our morning conversation. You can weigh in on Facebook or 270-763-9830. And Bruce Reeves, he even hollered at us and told us what his favorite type of hot dog is.
He likes fried hot dogs.
Fried hot dogs.
Okay, so let's change this a little bit. What's another way? How do you cook your hot dogs? Growing up, for me, the only way I knew to do it until I met other people that did it differently, my mom would always take a hot dog and she'd put it in the bun, she'd wrap it in a paper towel, and then she'd put it in the microwave and she would cook it that way. Clearly, they were pre-cooked hot dogs.
Sure.
I think most hot dogs are pre-cooked, but you need to verify to make sure. But that's how we would have our hot dogs. And then I met somebody that boiled their hot dogs, and I thought, what are you doing? Why are you putting hot dogs in a pan of boiling water? What is that? But I grew up having them in the microwave, so I didn't know any different. So what's a way that you cook your hot dogs?
So when we were growing up, it was always boiled.
Okay.
Boiled and then put in a bun. But I never liked the way that they would turn out because the bun wouldn't be warm, but the hot dog would.
Yes.
So Donna prefers, and the kids do too, to have them boiled. I'm like, Mr. I'm in a hurry, so I'll nuke mine and just throw them in a bun. But if I want to make really, really, really good hot dogs, I will boil them. Then I will place it. I will shake it off real good and make sure it's dry. Place it in the bun. Wrap that in a hot dog. Wrap that in a paper towel and microwave it for 15 seconds.
Yes, okay.
The reason for that is the bun then just gets just soft enough and warm. It almost tastes like a stadium hot dog.
Well, now that I have an air fryer is the way to cook them.
Really?
Air fryer, you could put some, and I do that with bratwurst. I do it with Polish sausage. You could just put them in the air fryer and cook it that way. Yum.
I've had hot dogs about every way you can have them. Steamed, boiled, fried, grilled, microwaved. It's one of the most versatile things in the world. Or you can just take them right out of the package and eat them cold.
That's true. And so our morning conversation is, what are unique ways that you include hot dogs in a meal? Because they can be thrown into so many things. You can eat them with sauerkraut. Like, I mean, actually put the sauerkraut in the pan, cook it with the hot dogs. Yum.
Wrapped in croissants. You can make little pigs in a blanket out of them.
Yes.
Somebody says they use them in meatloaf.
Meatloaf, huh.
Sauerkraut, hot dogs and spaghetti. And here's one that I found interesting. Sloppy dogs. Cut up onions and peppers and saute. Add some cut up hot dogs. Cook until the desired color, then add some ketchup and mustard to make a sauce and enjoy.
Do you put it on a bun then?
They didn't say.
Huh. Oh, that sounds really
good. Sloppy dogs.
I think I'm going to have to get some hot dogs now.
Yeah, me too.